欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio. We are talking about dating skills, share secrets, 初次约会的技巧，分享秘密 emotional personal information exchange during first date conversation promotes powerful feeling of connection. 第一次约会交流感情，相互交换个人信息，能够大大的促进感情的联系。A psychologist at the State University of New York, Stony Brook, is interested in how people form romantic relationships. He's coming up with an ingenious way of taking men or women who have never met before and make them feel close to one another.Given that he has just 1 hour or so to create the intimacy levels that typically take weeks, months, or years to form, he accelerated the getting to know you process through a set of 36 questions crafted to take the participants rapidly from level 1 in Adam's systems to level 2.
纽约州立大学斯托尼布鲁克分校的一位心理学家对于人们是如何形成浪漫关系的这方面研究非常非常感兴趣。他想出了一个奇妙的计策，把从来没有见过面的男女让他们感觉彼此非常的亲近，通常呢需要几周、几个月或者几年的时间才产生亲密接触。而通过这个策略呢，用一个小时左右的时间就可以了。他通过制定了一组问题，包括36个问题对参与者进行测试，就加速了美好感觉的产生。在麦克亚当的系统当中，级别迅速从一级提升到二级。
But how effective can this be, really?
但是效果到底如何呢？真的有那么神奇吗？
In under 1 hour, you can create a connection stronger than a lifelong friendship.
在一个小时内建立起来的感情比终身友谊的感情更加的强烈。
What he found was striking.
他的发现非常的惊人。
The intensity of the dialogue partner's bond at the end of 45 minutes, vulnerabilityinteraction was related as closer than the closest relationship in the lives of 30% of a similar students. In other words, the instant connections were more powerful than many long-term, even lifelong relationships.
他的发现非常惊人，45分钟的时间结束双方建立起来的亲密感。类似于 30% 的学生在生活当中形成的最亲密的感情。换句话来说呢，即使建立起来的亲密感超越了很多长期培养的感情，甚至呢比终生培养起来的感情还要强大。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. Dating skills, share secrets,
初次约会的技巧，分享秘密。
如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏，可以找到我。